fucking... Hold on.
Is your vibrator going off?
Hell yeah, bro. Like...
Dude, you're supposed to keep that in your ass. What up? It's your boy, Brother Ryan, the Sex Panther, back once again with a fantastic episode of Cast from Exile. Super excited to be here. Kind of a comeback episode. We've been taking somewhat of a break, you know, life and a lot of stuff going on with hosts and whatnot. And we're trying to get things, smoothed out as far as recording dates go and things like that. And just all haven't been on the same page and whatnot. But here for a special episode, kind of a throwback here for the comeback. I brought a very special guest, an original host here of the show, a guy who you guys are probably missing. It's been a while since we've had him on. I don't know, Matt Hoover, what's going on, buddy?
Shit, man. Yeah, dude, it's been a while.
Like, yeah, I'm looking.
I don't think, last time I heard, I don't think there was much vulgarity in the episode, and I was kind of upset, and I was like, hey, Ryan. Dude, when do you guys cast? Because I got to fix that shit.
You got to come back, fix the shit. I feel you, man. I feel you. It's going to be a short one. Not too much going on magic-wise, and we're a little behind. I want to get some stuff out. So for the sake of editing for my life, and because I'd like to get laid at a reasonable hour tonight and before I'm too drunk. So I'm going to keep it real. WotC decided to take a major shit on us in terms of... I know, Matt, you're like, right away, what's he gonna bitch about? I'm not bitching about anything. I mean, they
That's
make...
right, you're not, because I will fucking shoot that shit down. There's too much fucking negativity, bro.
Let's keep it positive. They shit a bunch of news on us at once. I guess they were like, fuck it, these nerds, you know, we don't want to keep them waiting. We're just gonna dump everything on them at once and run. Let them their negativity out at once, and then they don't have to hear anyone complain for a while. It's a smart move.
They come out with these kind of announcements usually at, like, the PT or, like, those fucking, like, PAX events or whatever. Like, they'll do those panels or whatever, and then they'll just shit everything out. I kind of like this. They just kind of randomly were like, hey, guys, we're giving you, like, 80 fucking things, so don't spend money on anything else ever in your life because you need to spend it on magic.
Yes, keep us in your minds, basically. Mark all these things on your calendar. If a lot of this stuff's kind of casual, we'll talk about it. But the first things first is, so we know the next set is, what is it, Eldritch Moon or some...
Fucking, it's Emrakul's Moon or
yes,
jizzing on people or...
Something uninspired and trite, but that's the next set. But after that, the next block, I guess, or plane we'll be going to is Kaladesh.
Bro, I already have a fucking conspiracy theory worked up. WotC is actually never going to bring Emrakul back and just keep hinting at it forever. And you're going to see Waste come up for Kaladesh, and they're just going to be like, you're not getting Emrakul again.
What does Kaladesh have to do with Emrakul?
It doesn't, bro. They're not Eldritch Moon or whatever it is.
Oh, you don't. Okay, you think an Eldritch Moon, they're not gonna. Okay.
Yeah, because everybody's all hyped, like, oh, we're getting Emrakul because of a moon and jizz. No, it's not gonna happen, and they're just gonna keep trolling everybody.
As usual, Matt Hoover makes zero sense, but that is fine. Kaladesh is sweet, so it seems. So Kamigawa was clearly, you know, Japanese, Chinese, whatever, inspired.
Lore fucking samurais, bro.
Yeah, Lorwyn was kind of old fantasy lore inspired. Theros, you know, old Greek, Roman, whatever. So Kaladesh is like Hindu, Indian. I don't know what's going on here with Kaladesh.
Bro,
we were supposed to have John on tonight, and I'm going to give him some shit. Because John had some thoughts about the political correctness of WotC and the Kaladesh plane and how maybe the Indian community felt a bit jaded. No, I'm
too much. Talk about fucking
I'm completely joking. But Kaladesh is See, we need someone that's like an expert in flavor to come on or some shit, because this is apparently Chandra's home plane.
Bro, I got tons of flavor, homie.
I don't know. I've never heard of this. So what about Kaladesh? What, this is where Chandra's from or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're known for. Like, they were just like, hey, there's this picture of Chandra, and you're going to learn about where she's from, because we've never been there. And then now there's been speculators buying future site cards or some shit, but that fucking...
Over the line!
Oh my god, no.
No?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I made you edit.
Making the edit already.
Yeah,
okay. Anyways.
Dude, I had already planned.
So this seems cool, though. Kaladesh seems cool. It seems like a lot of thopters and, you know, like, machinery like, and stuff. And
almost like a kind of steampunky, futuristic, robot-y kind of... Like,
yeah, and we got a new planeswalker. She's a belly dancer.
Hell yeah, that's what we need. More chicks shaking their stuff.
I don't know what she is.
Maybe it's
I don't know what's her name. What's her name? Do you recall offhand? I saw this on a separate.
And it's gonna be if it's not.
It's a new planeswalker.
Yeah, it's gonna be white or blue or red or black or colorless. Green.
It'll be something.
It'll be.
If my computer was working right now, I wish it was it was cooperating at the moment.
It'll be
but
between zero and five colors. That is a promise.
Yes, it will. So Kaladesh, it's coming out. Pre-release is September 24th and 25th. 264 cards. You know, we're down to two set blocks or whatever. So they're going to be
both large sets blocks,
like this.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I can dig that.
The Pro Tour is in Hawaii, which is pretty fucking sweet. Like, this is if you want to qualify for a Pro Tour, like, this is one to qualify for.
So what's really awesome about that is all the pros aren't still making a fuck ton of money for that, are they?
Yeah, I think they're getting awarded through the rest of the year or... I don't know, who knows?
Lucky bastards.
We'll know about that later. This is a ways away, but... Seems sweet. If you look on the WotC page, there's art of the new Planeswalker. She's got, like, some odd-shaped...
Wiener thing or something?
Yeah, could be.
Like, it's detachable?
Could be a thopter dildo.
Dude, I think it is, you know?
Very possible.
That could be a thing. It's, you know, like, from whenever they were on... Whenever they were on Alara, like, that looks like all the shit from the...
Oh, no.
Vindalkin dudes. So, like, maybe they were, like, the Vindalkin dudes were like, hey, I got this dick here. Snap! Here you go, man. Like,
too far. All right, we're going too far.
Hey, bro, you never know.
So, after that, I guess after Kaladesh, it's Aether Revolt.
That's going to be the second one for the Kaladesh block.
Yeah, is the first one called Invent Your Tomorrow, or...
I think that they're just kind of some...
Quote? Oh, no, it's just set,
tomorrow.
Set name is Kaladesh. Yeah. Okay. One and two in the Kaladesh block. So Aether Revolt is the second one, so...
And that's January 20th of next year, so you got like a fucking year, dudes.
Yeah, this is why are we even talking about this shit now? I don't even know why. New bundle and planeswalker decks. Apparently that's I don't even know.
That is cool. Like, how they're changing the shit up is something they need to do because their pre-cons need some kind of revamp thing to them. And I think they really hit it here because these decks are going to be straight up a planeswalker. And then they're going to build cards. They're telling you how they're going to be making some of these cards. That there's so many rares, commons, uncommons that are going to be suited to do an extra thing if your planeswalker's out. So they're giving you a mythic. Hopefully they'll give you a playable one in the pre-con. But I think they are raising the prices of these two.
Okay. And as usual, it looks like the deck builder's toolkit is back.
Woohoo! Yeah, there's nobody, but people buy those.
You know, I think the Deck Builder's Toolkit is something cool you could get for, like, someone new. That, I mean, isn't it full of a bunch of, like commons and uncommons people need? Or
like, decent ones, like, that are playable, but, like, not the good ones? Like, you could be half competitive with them?
Okay, well, that's a thing, so... And it looks like sample decks, hasn't that always been a thing?
The sample decks, yes.
These are the ones that are built around a planeswalker.
No, these are, the sample decks are built, or they say on here they're built around a planeswalker, and they're given away for free, usually at the store by a certain event, and basically it's the same thing that the stores are getting now. they're getting their monocolored decks, or they'll probably end up with two colored decks.
I wonder
what
stores do with those. I bet you some of those old ones are worth money.
Not really. They all just have completely crap cards. Like, whenever I was first trying to get my son into it, I went up to my LGS and I asked him, I was like, hey, do you have any of those little pre-cons, you know, trying to teach him, you know, some different things? And he was like, yeah, here, which ones do you want?
Okay. And also, they're changing the fat packs. I don't know what this is, so...
Value is what it is.
Actually. So basically, you get so the 80 card land pack, and instead of nine boosters, it's just 10 boosters.
Hey, bro, that's value because they're keeping they raised up MSRP was what like $40.99 or was it still?
Yeah, it's just $42.99.
Yeah, so I mean, you're paying what a couple more bucks, but you're getting an extra pack.
You're
so,
also getting 80 card land pack. I don't know if you got that before, but that would have been sweet with full arts route, wasn't it? Just 40
No. What they used to do,
maybe it was 80. Yeah, I might be wrong.
I remember the original Zendikar block. The land packs that came in the fat packs were not the full arts. I don't know.
I think they were, dude. I think you're wrong on that. But the last set, the last Zendikars were the Battle for Zendikar and the Oath of Gate. Just
fucking
Battle for Zendikar.
Sell out those goddamn fat packs. Bro, that shit was nuts. They were like, yeah, we're cutting back the number of fat packs we're printing.
Yeah, that was weird, and I haven't seen really any of those on the shelves since, so.
Well, the price on them went back down because people realized, I can go to Walmart.
I really need to get some full art, so, from that set, because I would like to have at least 20 and I don't of a land I like in case I ever play, like, a mono-colored deck, and I don't quite have that many of any of the...
Well, the problem I have, like, I like full arts. Yes, full art lands are sweet. But these new ones that they have, the old Zendikar block, I think they were cooler because they were a lot more vivid. They were, like, the coloration on them was just so bold and they stood out. These new ones, whenever I put them next to the old ones, they're, like, really just dark and just kind of meh.
Okay. Well, do you play Commander?
Yeah.
The new,
Four color commander.
Yeah,
decks?
So that was another announcement. Was the new commander, the 2016 commander edition, four color? That's ambitious.
So, dude, Renee, who used to be on Higher Standards, she isn't on
Standards anymore?
She has life, bro. I had life. Remember, I'm here again.
Yeah, but what do you? Whatever. What podcast? What happened to Ethercast?
We do, like, me and Travis are like, yeah, man, when can we cast? Hey, man, I'm free this day. Oh, well, I guess I'm going on this day. It's been like that for, like, like a month or two, because I had, the last time we recorded was before I had surgery in, I think, February. Holy shit, it's May? Whoa, where is time?
I need to get Travis on here. I need to get Travis on here and talk shit about Blue Jays and baseball. But Commander 2016, yeah, I mean, I have a feeling this might be some pretty powerful stuff here coming out. I like the idea of four color commanders. Like, and obviously gold cards tend to up the power levels, so they might print some sweet stuff that'll fuck with Legacy. Who knows?
Bro, consistency on those is where I have the problem. Like, first off, back to my original thought, I was fucking with her because she was like, oh, I hope they have this color combination, and then just put, like, four colors. And I was just like, well, why don't you just call it, like, not red or, like, not blue? Like, it seems a lot easier to do that. But, you know, it's like the more colors that these precons have they were a lot less consistent. Whenever they hit their land right, like they were supposed to, which, you know, they have the land counts pretty good. But they're just a lot slower. Like, the monocolor decks that they came out with were a lot quicker.
Yeah, I got the blue one, but I have not played it. And I was supposed to, actually, there's a guy in town, I was supposed to cube last weekend and ended up not making it, but it was, it was an EDH cube. I've never heard of that in my life.
I haven't either, but I've seen and played so many different kinds of cubes, and they've all been fun, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do in Cube other than Highlander strategies? Because, you know.
Badass shit. True.
Yeah. It's not like you're going to add, like, five Mold Drifters in a pack or something.
Let's see. Other than the Commander, I mean, Plane Chase Anthology, whatever the fuck that is.
Dude, so this is the same thing as the Dual Deck Anthology they came out with, how it's just a reprint
Plane Chase is, like, a different kind, like,
form it's of like magic, right? It's a multiplayer, and it's... I forget, like, I played it when it originally came out, but I think they came out with, like, a couple different sets for a couple years. I haven't played it since, like, the original, so I basically, like, you get this world, and this world has some huge effect over the whole board, to where, like, it's, I've played so many different types of magic that it's crazy. Like, basically, it's like Arch Enemy? No? Is it? I wonder if Plane Chase is sort of like Arch Enemy, because I remember that, where it's just like, you have one big dude that
everybody else attacks.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, but it's fun. It's like a casual thing, man.
Seems cool. I would like to check out some different forms of the game. Like, I got a dual deck a while ago, Speed vs. Cunning. We had fun playing that, and then I got, like, remember they were doing for a couple pre-releases, they had the, like, it was kind of like a dual deck you could buy, like where you fought like a Hydra.
Yeah, from Theros.
Yeah, from Theros. They did a few of those. I bought those. We had fun. We had fun fucking around with those. The Hydra one is actually really sweet to kind of goldfish one of your own decks, especially if you have like an aggro or mid-range deck. It actually kind of gives you a chance to play out your deck more than just like goldfishing it against nothing.
Yeah,
because you actually have creatures and shit you got to deal with and whatnot.
They've done a real good job at the little gimmicky things that they do, so I like
yeah
that.
I like the side stuff. I saw the board game too recently while I was at Meyer, and
it's Heroescape. Like,
I kind of want to check it out. The board game kind of looks sweet. I was like a little turned off by the price point. I don't remember what it was, but it was like $10.
More than $20.
Yeah, it was like $10 more than I thought it, like, reasonably.
Like, you know what? I need to fucking check Amazon now. Like, because I know Amazon,
see
I actually
what they're
looked
running
up,
that
I was
game
at,
for.
Yeah, because whenever I went to Walmart, I pull up Amazon, because, you know, if I'm not in dire need of something I want, it's cool.
They'll price match
Amazon,
you.
I'll fucking, oh, for Amazon they will?
Walmart will price match anything. If you show them an ad of something, be like, hey, this is on Amazon, and you guys have it at this price, and they have it at this price. Oh, huh. Yeah, they'll match it, so.
Well, sweet shit.
But,
I don't want it anyway. I already have enough fucking
board. Yeah, the board game seems cool. The next, dual deck was announced too, Nissa vs. Obnixilis. That'll be sweet.
Dude, I didn't realize Obnixilis jumped in price, because I had that bitch for like less than $5. And I went to my LGS and they were like 15. Oh, shit.
Really? Yeah, I put on eBay earlier, I put up two, because I got four Liliana Heretical Healers. And I didn't know, I got those for like $7 or something, and they're selling for like 23 on eBay.
God damn.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's never been more than like a one or two of in any deck. And I got a play set, so it's like, well, the fuck, I'll get rid of two of these real quick.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to play it, get rid of it. Like, that's why I don't have a problem with, like, I'll have a lot of trades that I'll just be, people like, well, why are you trading that card? Man, I'm never going to play it. That's not the kind of
yeah
I do.
I like the sound of this new dual deck, though. Nissa vs. Obnixilis sounds sweet.
And is it going to be, like, the fucking flip Nissa or the other one? Like, the 3-drop? Are both of them a 3-drop? Now that I think about it. Like, the token one.
No. Ob's a 5-drop, dude. The one Nissa, yeah.
I know
both
Ob is,
Nissa's
yes.
are 3-drops.
So,
Basswood Seer and the other one. Yeah, they're both 3-drops.
I think it would be sweet, but since it's going to be the Zendikar one, that we're getting the token version, the 2 green and a colorless version.
Let's see.
It doesn't give
it up now.
All info. Trapped on Zendikar for century. Demon Obnixilis.
Yeah, it just says. Crazy. God, that art is sick, dude. Obnixilis looks like such a badass.
Dude, he is. Like, I was on Ob's dick whenever the original version came out, man.
Yeah, I'm a fan like, of Obnix. He is fucking.
I don't care about the lore. I just think he's a badass. Like, his cards have always been cool.
For sure. Let's see, the next conspiracy's coming out. Take the crown. Blah,
No, they're not coming out with a conspiracy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, no, it's not.
I never played the first one. I never drafted it. I heard good things. I mean, it seemed to go over well. But
so I didn't ever have a chance. Like, all the LGSs did like conspiracy drafts for like the week, and then it fell off. So a bunch of the LGSs here had a hard time selling their boxes that they had. They just had extra boxes. There was a store that had a sale going on. It was like 20% off their sealed magic stuff. And they had it listed at like $79.99. for the box. And I was just like, oh, shit.
There you go.
Jones and Mann, but, like, I had to buy a bunch of other shit at the time for, like, Christmas presents and all that. I missed out on my opportunity. Plus, I don't think I've ever had an opportunity to get, like, eight players together over at the crib.
Jeez.
Like, usually it's just,
it's a lot of people, man. That is hard to get, like, eight people together on, like, a Sunday or something. Like, I don't know. Like, our store, we try to fire win-a-boxes here at the LGS on the weekends, and it's like during the week everyone's like, yeah, we'll be there, and then the store owner's like, okay, you guys can have a win a box, and then like five show up. Well, yeah, there was 20 people who said they'd be here, we're calling them, like, we're sitting there on the phone, like, messaging people like, hey, are you guys showing up for this? And they're like, oh yeah, some I got last night, you know. It's always something.
Balls. I have balls in my mouth. I can't.
Yeah, it's always something. So I don't know, but yeah, cool of Wadsi to kind of drop a bunch of news at once. I think that's it's different, obviously, and it's kind of cool. I mean, it lets you know what to expect, what's coming. Like,
it's just sweet to know for like the next, you know, half year, almost a year. Like the bigger shit that's coming out. You know, they didn't say anything about Eternal Masters on here, but. You know, yeah, that's going to be a thing here, I think, relatively soon.
Eternal Masters. That's,
a month or two out, I think.
Yeah.
Eternal Masters looks sweet.
Like, it does look sweet.
Yeah, Force of Will, Wasteland, all that jazz. But, I mean, it's not going to do anything to the price on them.
That's true. Modern Masters did shit to the price of, like, Goyf and stuff, but...
So the same thing happened with each Modern Master set that came out. They pre-ordered, like, fucking expensive as shit, and then they hit their lowest price about a week after the release. Then they just keep climbing from there. Like, so if you want them, hold off for about a week after the release, and then buy them then. Because that's probably going to be about the cheapest, like it has been the past several times.
I think it's kind of unfortunate that this isn't going to be a format that we get to see, like, people draft or do at the Pro Tour level. Or, like, a major event, like, they're not going to do anything with this at Worlds, as far as I know. Like, that kind of sucks, man.
Yeah, I think the product itself is cool, and the premise behind it's awesome. But the problem is the price point, man.
Like is there a GP for this event? Is there a GP for this event? Yeah, no, see.
That would be Vegas all over again.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't do a GP or something. That's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't heard of any, like, thing to do with this set in relation to, like, some big major event or kind of way to show it off or highlight it. Not that they're great at showing off and highlighting the game in the first place, but...
Well, the problem is they have this thing where they just say limited print run, and then everybody automatically jacks the price. Like, it's kind of horseshit, because just because it's a limited print run, yes, people are going to want their hands on it, but every time they do that, anytime they say limited print, boom, extra like $50 a box, or, you know, an extra $5 a pack on top of the $10 MSRP. Like, that shit's nuts.
Yeah.
Now, if they're going to include like a foil rare in every pack or something with it, you know, then at that point, I think it's justified, you know, being as somebody who's not crazy into speculation. Like,
I like the concept. I just feel like it kind of falls flat. Like, they're not. Without some big event or something around this to hype it, or without it being like the kind of the centerpiece of a major tournament with like high level play, you know, again, it is eternal.
It seems like they're losing somewhere.
Yeah, it is what it is, though. It's cool. And if they think it's going to get people, I think the people that are into eternal formats like Vintage and Legacy are. I don't think this is going to get anybody new into either of the formats, so...
No, not at all. It's just going to be all either speculators or people that just want to go out and have fun a couple times.
Yeah, and maybe supplement people that are already in those formats.
Or get their EDH stuff, man. Like, these sets are sweet for the EDH stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. For sure. So, yeah, I mean, there is some people it appeals to. I think if their intention was to sell it as, like, a way to get into... one of the older formats, it's, with the reserve list in existence, that'll never happen. With their propensity to like refuse to reprint anything,
yep,
you know, worthy of value, worthy of reprinting, as far as like players are concerned, they just won't do it. So it's a shame. And when they do, they limit it to things like Modern Masters, and it ultimately does nothing for the price. But
there's a couple other things that Wizards needs to do or should do. to be able to revamp a little bit more. Yeah, they're changing some of their supplemental products, like the dual, like they got rid of Clash Packs or whatever, and now they're doing the Planeswalker Precon or whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool. They need to do something with MTGO. Yes, it's not a pretty interface, but then again, you're going to have all that text on a card. It's not good. Whatever. Like, yeah. I've been playing, been taking my son up to go play Pokemon and whatnot. So seeing how they do it is just so much cooler. Like, everybody gets promos. You get to play the game online just for buying packs. You get less cards in your pack. Whatever.
It's sweet, man. And did you, that thing I showed you or someone posted about, like, for like $10, you get like two, and not weak ass decks either. Like,
oh yeah, dude, they have their
like two tournament level decks.
Well, the thing is,
instructions and all kinds of stuff comes in this neat, convenient little kit, and you can get two people right away into it and learning it. Magic is nothing because of the refusal. I mean, they pretend they, you know, they say all they want. They don't care about the secondary market. We all know that's bullshit. Like, I don't know. And they'll never do something like Pokemon does like that. So.
With the pre-constructed stuff they have, they have their, like, basically their starter. Kind of like the pre-cons. Well, they kind of had it like the dual decks to where it'd be, you know, one deck versus this and they're evenly matched. Kind of like how the Clash Pack, where you could put the two Clash Pack decks together and use just the powerful cards to make one deck. They have their versions of those, but they're cheaper, and you can play that exact same thing online.
Yeah.
They just do so many more things that are much more community-friendly, where people aren't bitching. Like, that's...
Yeah, I've heard good things about that community.
Dude, people are, like, they're friendly. They're just, you know, they're fucking people that just want to go out and just chill. You know, it's a lot, usually a lot of kids, and you have the grown-ups who have played it forever. But, like, everybody's welcome. Like, hey, you want to play? Here, let's help you out, you know? The rules are simple. You don't have to worry about, like, priority and...
Magic seems a lot more inclusive, too, though. I totally know, you, like, people are a little standoffish in this community. It's a shame. Yep. People like to talk, like, this is the friendliest community in gaming. It
can be, but go to a GP and just try and talk to a stranger.
Yeah, it's
good luck.
Yeah, it's really not all that inclusive, but yeah, dude, fucking I think that's all the news. So I don't know what's been going on with you, man. I mean, aside from your obviously a huge move down to Texas, that's kind of a big deal.
So that's not gonna be until July. I think like
still
the first
a couple
week
months
of July.
Out. Yeah,
still like about a month and a half, like 2 months somewhere thereabouts. But I am now no longer employed by the delivery company people that I worked for.
Yeah, don't say their name.
You know, not down, but you know, the other way. but yeah, I quit there because we're getting our house ready to rent out and shit. So redoing that, getting everything packed up, make it all nice and pretty, and just really just taking our time on this move because we can. Like,
yeah,
instead
that's
of just
nice.
Like, stressing, packing everything up in a week, or, you know, like, everybody's got all these appointments and shit you gotta do before you go. You gotta do all these other little piddly things. And why not just take our time? Like, we're just chilling, hanging out, everything's all stress-free so far, and it's just been really nice. It's finally, like, our first move sucked so bad. I was so stressed because I've never done, you know, I've never loaded up the biggest fucking U-Haul that they have.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then it break down and have to load it.
Are you
going
to take, like, multiple trips down to Texas, like, with your shit, or?
No, we're going to do a fucking, like, some of our bigger shit that we're not using, like, we're just selling on Craigslist. And, like, been pretty successful at that. And then we're going to do a yard sale here next month, like the beginning of next month, because my wife will be switching over from a night schedule to a day schedule. Like, I don't want to do a yard sale while she gets home at 7 in the morning and goes to sleep. Like,
get rid of as
shitty.
Much shit as you can.
Yeah, like, just get rid of, I mean, we have so much shit that we're just not using from, you know, three kids. So, you know, over time, they just get more and more shit. So I've been throwing out a bunch of, like, you know, kids get toys and then they just fuck them up. Like, they're just beating things with them, you know, shatter them everywhere.
Basically.
And then they'll just put the pieces of this fucking transformer back in the, you know, container or whatever with everything else, and, you know, going through it, I was just, oh, look, here's a piece.
There
trash.
You go. You'll
here's
get a buck.
Trash.
You'll get a buck out of it at the yard sale. So But yeah, so big move, kind of checking out a new game. That's dope.
Yeah, man. So I thought about actually fucking making a game because I got, like, a lot of free time now. And it would just be, like, this big troll. It'd be kind of like a mix between Cards Against Humanity, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and Magic. Like, there's so many things that are in common with all these different games. You can just make some funny
how
shit.
How do you mix? Like, I'm so fucking confused right now. How the fuck do you mix Cards with Humanity in with Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh?
You shall see. Maybe. I don't know. Like, I've already, like, I'm going to shoot some stuff your way here after we get done with this. But, like, I've already made some cards types and, you know, the energy resource and whatnot.
Ambitious,
like,
man.
It's actually just been really
all
fucking.
Right, well, when you're so the next Richard Garfield, I won't say anything. I'm going to.
Hell no, man. Like, my problem is just not getting sued by all these companies at once. Like, don't take our intellectual property. Well, I mean, I'm not just using yours. Like, exactly. I'm using everybody's.
Oh, man. Fucking A.
Yeah, dude. I'd fucking too many damn trolling things.
Though. It's been good,
man.
No,
Ryan, what the fuck you been up to, man?
Dude, aside from the realty school and shit like that, trying to get a new football team together and whatnot, that's really about it, man.
Sweet.
So, just trying to get all that sorted out and get back to a normal, regular schedule, get things normalized here. We're certainly not going anywhere. People are. This podcast will never stop, so.
So, dude, with your school you're doing, like, what is your routine? Like, are you working days? Because I know you used to kind of work, like, into the evenings and shit.
Yeah, still.
So,
except
still...
the 2 days a week I go to, well, the so 2 days
like
a week I was going
full
to class.
Days?
Yeah, I just would leave at 5 instead of 7.
So were you having to, like, come in early those days, or?
No, I just wasn't taking appointments after 5, so.
Oh, that ain't too bad then.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So that I would run home, change and whatever, and then would run to class, do that till, like, 9.
So how long is this class? Because I know somebody that I worked with that did a real estate class that was, like, a month or two.
Yeah, you said it was nothing. Yeah, no, this has been a long time, dude. It's like I said, it's been like 5-6 months.
Like, because I was even looking into real estate courses for whenever I go out to Texas, because, I mean, I could go work for the Capital One place that I worked for before.
Texas is probably easier.
But like,
there are states like Florida. I heard Florida is like,
easy as shit.
No,
to
no. I heard Florida's complicated as fuck to, get through real estate school.
There's a lot of different laws and shit when it comes to different areas because of a lot of Florida's covered in wetlands. So it depends if it's going to be new development stuff or if you're trying to sell existing.
I don't know. I just heard Florida has like one of the harder tests. I don't know. I think Pennsylvania, I think my professor said, is kind of difficult too, but who
but like
knows?
Everywhere up north just seems to be a lot more difficult in general. So going back down south, man, I'm down with that shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, bro. So I'm be all like right by Mexico. Maybe I get a job like building a wall for Trump that Mexico pays for. Like,
oh my god.
Hey, bro. You never know. I could do labor. Fat guys can do labor, right?
We're not gonna. Can't mention Trump on this podcast.
what about Hillary? Can I mention her? Did I just
can't,
keep beeping again?
Can't mention Hillary either.
Did you just beep yourself too?
So that's a good idea. I might have to. Oh shit, what did John says he's on Skype. Send him an invite. Wendy, send me this. God, John, we are finished here.
John, you can suck a dick.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here, dude, because it is just under 10 o'clock, and I want to be out of here before then. And
hi, homie. It's been good fucking talking to you,
this
bro.
This liquor has hit me. I made a special concoction tonight.
Dude.
It's actually pretty good.
As long as it doesn't give you bad whiskey dick and you can still get
Megan was visiting her family this past weekend and came home with a bunch of shitty bottles of this white wine. This is like bad. This is like bad table wine.
Cheap.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I mixed it with Sprite and orange juice.
You mixed wine? What the fuck?
Dude, that's the only way you could make this wine drinkable. It was that bad.
Like,
it tasted like flat champagne. So I mixed it with Sprite and orange juice, dude, and now I'm lit.
Bro.
Because I made a giant... several giant glasses of this good stuff. So,
dude, I have a dilemma with my liquor cabinet. Like,
you need to fix that.
Yeah, so I think my dilemma, I have one of two courses of action. not drink it all and have it when I get to Texas to unpack.
It's not an option.
Or drink it to where packing is much more enjoyable.
That's not even a question, man.
Hey, man,
if you need permission to get drunk, man, just...
Hey, I'm going to make sure I get a hold of you. I'll call you up and be like, hey, man, can I have a drink?
As your beer sponsor, I'm going to have to approve, man.
But it's sure. Liquor. It's not the beer. Like, I drink beer all the time.
This is true.
Can you be my liquor
sponsor? I need to make myself another drink. Speaking of liquor, though, that is for sure. And
get rid of the shitty wine, bro.
I need to smoke this bowl and get laid. So I'm going to take the fuck off. But, dude, it's been real, man. It's been too long. We need to have you back again here soon. So
yeah, bro. I got free time, bro. I don't have to be, like, I get my kid off to school. But, bro, if I need to go back to sleep again, I don't got to go to work.
There you go. Well, have fun packing, dude. I'll holler at you on the page and shit. I'm going to get the fuck on out of here while I'm still functioning.
All right. Peace out, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the guest.
Oh, yeah. We've been working on a new outro, man, and we haven't been able to figure it out. So we'll go with what Matt just did. Ski tried something the other week, but I don't know.
Ski was on? Bro, I don't listen
to Yeah, dude. We're trying to get Ski to, like, fill on as, like, a host. But he disappeared from our group chat like a bitch. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, Ski, what the fuck, man? Bad,
Ski. So I still got to get the Ski episode released, too, that where he's been on. So
you're only like a 5-episode backlog.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad. We'll get it figured out. But, yeah, cards to tap, ass to slap. I don't even know at this point.
Get it, all right?
Get it. Peace.
Peace.
Home to a world to call my own. I ain't gonna play around no more. Find